This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. History fans among you will know that the city of Atlanta was originally called Terminus, so named for the many rail lines that came together there. Fast forward 160 years or so, and parts of those old railroad beds have become something called the Atlanta Beltline, a proposed 22-mile loop of trails, light rail, redevelopment, and green space that stand in Ryan Gravel's new book as a model for how to design or redesign our cities. The Atlanta Beltline was Ryan Gravel's brainchild, the story he tells in his new book, Where We Want to Live. Ryan, it's good to have you on.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
There you were walking around Paris one day, and basically you had an idea, right?
I had a lot of ideas in Paris.
As one does.
Well, I didn't have the later idea that I think you're talking about until a few years later. But I got interested in infrastructure and the role that infrastructure plays in the development of cities. I mean, I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta, and to live in a place where you could walk everywhere and ride transit and have a very social commute and social experience just walking through the city was exciting to me, and it changed the way that I saw cities.
Which totally makes sense, except for this. And I went to school in Atlanta, and you and I are plus or minus the same age. When I was in school there, and I bet when you were growing up, Atlanta was a very different place. It was smaller, it was more concentrated. There was a downtown core and then some neighborhoods. Now, Atlanta has sprawled to beat the band, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what we are. We're sprawl. It's changed the way that we see the world. I mean, I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta. My worldview was framed by the perimeter highway. And that's fine, except that now, after generations of building that kind of environment, we're realizing it doesn't work anymore.
You come back from Paris, and you're writing a thesis on urban design, and you come up with this idea for the Atlanta Beltline. Walk us through that one.
Sure. Well, I was interested in infrastructure, sort of a tool of revitalization in the city, and I needed a thesis project that would meet the requirements of both my urban planning degree and architecture. Atlanta is a railroad town. That's why it exists. Mm-hmm. And my idea was just to, you know, convert it into a transit line that would link to our existing rail line. It would connect 45 different neighborhoods into that system. Mm-hmm. It would support revitalization of those communities. But I never imagined we would do it.
Let me offer a word in defense. Just to get back to the sprawl thing we were talking about.
Sure.
Let me offer a defense of sprawl, that it exists because it has worked.
It did, absolutely. In fact, the problem is that we've relied exclusively on that infrastructure for our way of life, and there are limits to it. Chronic health challenges, mounting economic realities for the maintenance of that infrastructure, the inefficiencies and inequities that are inherently built into it, or environmental degradation. There are a lot of unintended consequences of it that are now shifting what our expectations and desires are for the places that we live.
There's also this issue of infrastructure as civic identity. I mean, New York skyline and the LA freeways and you know, congestion in Atlanta, you know, that kind of thing.
These projects are connected back into what is inherently of that place. It's not only changing the physical form of the city, it's changing the way that we think about those places. And all these projects have similar kind of challenges because they're in degraded urban conditions. Yeah. They're often also associated with underserved communities. And so the issues of gentrification and equity and who benefits from these changes are all very real. And in that sense, pretty exciting projects to work on, because maybe they're the new infrastructure for a more equitable and diverse future for the country.
So you did this, you did the Beltline as a thesis project. I have to ask before I let you go, what you got on your thesis?
Oh, it was pass or fail. You either graduate or you don't. And I did, fortunately.
Ryan Gravel is an urban designer in Atlanta. His book is called Where We Want to Live. Ryan, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.